Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Just starting in just a second. All right, got a nice little crowd going so far. And apologize for the late announcement. We do this every Monday at 2 p.m. unless we've got a holiday or a conference, you know, with NAA that day. But you should pretty much bank on this happening every Monday at 2 p.m. Central. I'm not sure how that breaks down to 3 p.m. Eastern and, what is that, noon Pacific. Unless you're in Arizona, it's only 1. Whew. Anyway, hope everybody's having a great week so far, or at least had a good weekend and is getting kicked off to a great week. I always want to commend everyone because I think it's a big deal that you folks are on this call, guy or girl. It's guys, I say you guys. It's unisex. But because it's a choice to be here. You know, most folks go to church on Sunday because that's, you know, that's when everybody goes to church. That's how most of us were raised. If, you know, if you're brought up in the church, everybody goes to church on Sunday. Well, pastor says, we go to Saturday night service in my house. It's a little bit more casual, and he always tells us, you guys are here by choice. It's not just because everybody else is showing up. Because the folks that aren't on this call, you know, they probably not rookies, but we like working with folks who want to be coachable and teachable. And so the folks who are on this call are the ones we spend our time with outside of this call. So anyway, congratulations to you guys for making that decision to be here, because it's going to speak volumes in the not-too-distant future as far as leaderboard recognition, as far as lead flow, and the production that comes from that. It's a pretty cool cycle. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about leads, and we're going to talk about production. Okay, and on my sheet here that I've made some notes on, and I've got some crazy notes going on. I got thoughts running through my mind. I got leads on one on the top, and I got production down below at about 5 spaces. And I've got like a circular arrow going from leads down to production. And then I've got an arrow going back up from production to leads. Okay, because it's a cycle. So we get leads. As we come onto this program, most of you guys on this call are new agents. Some of you are not, but most of you are. As you come on board, you've learned about our free lead program, okay? And that's pretty attractive. So we've got the contracts in. You've been trained. Maybe you've gotten some leads already, and you've seen some success. Hopefully you are on this. You know, there are some folks like that on this call. Maybe you just got contracted, and you opted in today to the Fitz Group email blast, and you got the announcement, and you're on just because you want to learn, and that's fabulous. But we all learned about the lead program in the beginning, and I always took those leads very seriously because we can turn those leads into production, okay? We're supposed to turn those leads into production. And one of the things I didn't really grasp onto in the beginning that I really want to convey to a new person, and maybe to a seasoned guy or gal who just maybe hadn't thought about it this way yet. But back when I got started, I was only part-time, working a full-time job, and I got about 5 leads a week. And I did what they told me to say. Back then it was the Hudgens script that we followed, you know, exclusively. And I only knew one thing, and that's what Fitz told me to say. And that turned into some business and started making some nice money. And I started realizing, before I even became the new agent mentor here for the Fitz Group, that, man, these leads, where do they come from? Who is paying for these leads? And you know, what's the breakdown? So I talked to Fitz one time, and I found out that NAA is the one who generates all the leads through a company called ProData Research. ProData Research is the NAA company that hires researchers in the different counties that we live in to pull data from those courthouses. And that information is collected, and they're sent a letter because they're a new they took out a new loan on their house, whether it be a brand new mortgage or a refinance, and they sent the letter back. And that's how we get it. We make the call. We go out and visit with them, and we set them up on their mortgage protection program. Well, NAA has a pretty pretty big chunk of cost involved in generating those leads. And I came to find that at the time, not exactly sure what it is currently, I wasn't able to talk to Fitz before the call, but that at the time, a couple of years ago, Fitz's portion of the lead cost about $30. And he was giving them to me for nothing. Didn't cost me anything to get involved. I already had my license. Like most of you folks coming on board, doesn't cost you anything because you're already licensed. Training's free, the materials are free, the leads are free. I was getting about $150 a week, apparently, to see what I could go out and make happen with that. I was being invested in that $150 to see what's the return going to be on that $150. And once I started looking at it from that standpoint, too, and I didn't focus on it, but I had to make it important, because from that point on, I understood that leads weren't necessarily a right for me to have leads. I'm not. You know, there's nothing said that I am provided leads. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to be in the organization that has the only free lead program out there. Okay, and I know a lot of agents have come on board and been very thankful because they were able to get started without putting any more money out there that they didn't really have, like me, and can get started for no cost. So the point I'm trying to make to a new person is when you get these leads, yes, it's an investment being made, and there's got to be an urgency. I know Philip talked last week on his call about you've got to develop urgency in getting in touch with these folks and getting them their coverage. Because each lead letter is a family saying, I need help. I don't have someone to help me take care of this situation. I read the letter. I have a challenge here, and I need a solution. They filled in their information, which typically consists of their name, date of birth, height and weight, smoker status, home, cell, and work phone number. They usually sign it. Some states don't require a signature, and they send it back in, and it's in your hands. And unfortunately, sometimes, and I'm guilty of this when I first got started, because, you know, I don't know about you guys on the phone. I'm just going to be transparent here. I didn't really care to pick up the phone and make these phone calls. And there's going to be a couple of guys on this call maybe who I've already talked to, and I know they don't have any issues, especially my buddy out there in Arizona. No issues picking up the phone. That wasn't me. I didn't come from a sales background. I wasn't doing insurance before I came on board. I was just working this part-time. I did not like picking up the phone and calling people. But I knew I had in my little back pocket was that they sent this letter in. That's my trump card. Okay? So I want to make sure that there is some urgency, because leads turn into production. They're handled right. And then that production can turn into leads. Now, how can we get more production from the leads we're getting? Okay. Well, if you're sitting down with Tom and Mary Jones, one of the ways to get more production from the leads you're getting is by asking Tom and Mary for five people that they care enough about for you to be able to talk to them about this program. From a coverage standpoint, maybe they know somebody who needs to make some extra money. But I always ask for referrals based on, Mary, do you guys know five people that you care enough about for me to share this program with them? I mean, you guys think enough of it to take it on yourselves. Do you have five people you care enough about for me to sit down and talk with them about it and get five names and phone numbers? From that one lead, now you've got five more leads. Sorry, I have something in my eye. But in that same house, if you're sitting with Tom and Mary and you got interrupted seven times because the kids are, you know, tearing up the living room, what about turning in production on the kids? Because something we're going to talk about here in just a couple of minutes, there is like a grading system within the Fitz group, within NAA, really, on how leads are distributed. And if we don't have certain numbers, the numbers be the numbers, like Philip always says. The numbers won't lie, and the numbers can't beat you. But we're going to talk about the power index and how that's figured up. And if you can get referrals from your client, that's going to raise your power index. If you can write an app on the children because they've got two kids and you get two more applications, that's going to raise your power index. And guess what? The higher the power index is, the more comfortable your upline is going to be, your upline manager. We've got some teams, you know, that are about to break through as agencies. And so I'm going to, you know, try to make it general because it's not everybody's dealing with us directly for their leads. But by raising your power index, you're going to be able to be considered for more leads because, again, it's not a right, it's a privilege. And the higher your power index, the more consideration you're going to get. And that's what I loved about this because it didn't matter that I was just some, you know, maintenance mechanic from a hospital working the second shift until midnight and knew nothing about insurance until I met Fitz. It was that everybody starts off on a level playing field. Everybody. So if you've got 20 years of experience or you just got started and that's all the experience you have, it doesn't matter because it's a level playing field and your production is what does the talking. Okay? I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, but the folks that are here and they've been in the business a long time, that's fantastic, and we love having you. But it's you guys who are on the call that make the difference because you guys are willing to be coachable and are willing to do some things differently than you used to do that actually had you responding to that ad. Okay? So from a lead, we can get that sale. That brings us production. We can do referrals. That'll get us some additional production. We can write up the kids. That's going to bring us production. What about without a lead? I'm not going to get blasphemous here. Nobody faint on me. What about talking to your sister-in-law and your brother-in-law? Letting them know what you do for a living and finding out, do they have that taken care of? When I got started with Fitz, he never said you have to do anything because we're all in business for ourselves, essentially. So you can't be, nothing's mandatory. Okay? But he said, look, it's going to be great when you walk into a home and a client asks you, well, Jason, this program sounds great. Let me ask you, what did you do? What did you wind up taking? And Fitz said, and you're going to be able to pull in your briefcase and pull out your policy and say, here's what I got. Have you taken one out on yourself yet? I have one for me and Mel. And I've got, in the beginning, I took a SecureMaster out on my daughter because back then it was available ages 0 to 85. It's not available like that anymore. But I just wrote the three of us up. I wrote my neighbor's kids two doors down. I got my sister-in-law covered. I got my wife's stepfather covered. Without a lead. There are folks that we know, I don't know if you guys have ever, if anybody on this call has not gone through the opportunity meeting that we conduct, which will be held again next Thursday night, not Thursday the 14th, as was erroneously blasted out this morning, but on the 21st is another chance to view the opportunity meeting over the internet. And if you haven't done that yet, my goodness, make time and make the commitment. Be on that call and listen and look at the slides and let Fitz explain the opportunity to you. So that when you're out and about, if someone says, what do? You have a response. You've got yourself a little, you know, 15 or 30 second commercial that explains to folks, what do? I got everybody in my circle of influence on that KIT marketing program. And if you guys saw the email, which a bunch of you did, okay, and you saw the attachment. That attachment's for putting a list together for KIT marketing. And it's kind of a, you know, a memory jogger, a, you know, go through the different things, and it helps jog your memory for names of people that you know. Because right off the bat, we probably think we don't know very many people. But, man, that thing really helps out. It helped me out. I got about 400 people on that list now. Plus, you know, I got a few extra clients on there, too. But get those folks covered. The people that you care about in your life, get them covered, too. Because it's going to be really bad if something happens to your sister's husband or your brother's wife and you hadn't talked to them about this coverage. And those applications still count. You still get paid on them, and they count towards your power index. Okay? Let's talk about that real quick, about your power index. And if you guys want to draw this out, I'm just going to describe it how it's on my paper. But the power index is your premium per lead, your PPL, times your close ratio. And how we figure up the premium per lead is your annual premium on a application and divided by the number of leads you've received. I'm going to go through a numbers example here in a second. And then your close ratio is figured out by the number of applications that you are turning in divided by the number of leads you've received. Okay? So for my example, I did, if someone, and I'm not, this is totally random. But if I've received 25 leads, and I've written two applications on that, talking about close ratio, 2 divided by 25 equals 8%. That's your close ratio. 0.08 is 8%. Okay? Now, on the PPL, or the premium per lead, our average annual premium in the FITS group is about $1,000 annually. So if I have two apps averaging $1,000 annual premium, that's $2,000 divided by 25 leads that I received, gives me a premium per lead of $80. Okay? So my power index is my premium per lead times my close ratio. So $80 times that 8% close ratio gives me a power index of 6.4. And I'm sure... And we do these, we grade, we look at our power index like you would your old, you know, your grade school grades. Okay, 100 to 90 is an A. I can't remember the breakdown. I had it in front of me just, oh wait, here it is. Nope, that was a different one. But anything below a 70 is, and anybody on this call that has the breakdown, if you want to email me what it is, that's fine. But, anything that's, you know, 60 or below is pretty bad. So a 6 probably wouldn't cut it. Okay, and I probably couldn't stay at a 6 for very long before I was told, you know, we're going to need some more business before we can provide more leads. Okay? But let's do this real quick. Let's just say I wrote out of 25 leads, let's just say I got one more application, okay, whether it was from my neighbor, my daughter, whatever, but we got one more. Look at the power of one more application. 3 divided by 25, okay, so we got one more app for the same amount of leads we received, equals 12%. Okay. 3 applications averaging $1,000 annual premium. We're trying to figure out the premium per lead. 3,000 divided by the 25 leads equals $120. So if we're trying to figure out our power index on these new numbers, $120 times 12% equals a 14.4 power index. We've almost doubled our power rating. Just by getting one more application. That's the power of production. So whether it be an application on yourself, and it could be Home Certain, it could be Master Choice. If you don't need a Home Certain, but you need a UL product that's going to help you maybe supplement a retirement program for you, or just build up a nest egg, Master Choice. My daughter's got one of the Forester's passports too now. But you can write a passport on your kids, your neighbor's kids, your nieces, your nephews. But you're going to need to show, you're going to have to make a list of friends and family and former clients as well. And you can either contact them directly if you don't have a problem doing that. You can put them on Kit Marketing and let the letters speak for you with your picture and your signature and your contact information. Beautiful letters every month going out, promoting, you know, a need to people. But that's what one more application can do. Same number of leads we're giving out, but we got one more, and we can get another one, and we can get another one, and we can get another one. And eventually that power index is going to come up, and we've got a man who has shown that this is possible, and has shown that you can either be bitter about it, or you can just get better about it and do what's required and turn in the business. One of our agents, his name is Wyatt Tisdale, came on board, had received leads. We didn't get much from it. I don't know if we got anything from it initially. But, you know, was kind of, you know, just in limbo, contacted us and said, look, I need to get going. What do I need to do? And we said, we're sorry. Well, your power index is whatever it was not good. It's horrible. You're going to have to bring your power index. We're going to need business for you to, you know, I can't think of the word now, but we're going to need business from you before we can send more leads. We can't invest any more right now into that. We're investing in other folks that are making things happen. And that's what he did. He didn't whine about it. He didn't cry about it. And I don't anticipate anybody on this call being that way. I'm just relaying an example. Because one day you guys are going to be team leaders and agency managers, and you're going to have to deal with this too. But he did. He turned in business week after week after week. His power index is, you know, through the roof. And he's somebody that Fitz wants to invest in again. So leads equal production. Production equals leads. And if at any point in between something has to give way, we have to recognize as professionals that we've got to discover where we can bring in that extra application and have that power index just jump up there by bringing in one more. And if you can bring in one more, you know you can bring in two more. If you can do two, you know you can do four. So check out that attachment on the 100-plus contacts and see what you can come up with. And talk to people that you care about. Let them know that you make sure people don't lose their homes. If they died, their family gets to keep the house. So that's what I do. I talk to real estate agents. What do you do? I'm a realtor. Great, what do you do? They ask me what I do. I'm not a life insurance agent. I make sure, Tom, if you died, the family can keep the house. Wow, that sounds like insurance. It almost is, but man, you should see this. It's pretty cool because if you don't die, you get your money back. Wow, we need to talk about that. I know, it's a win-win. Well, sort of. And they joke, and I chuckle. Do you have something? Work on that. Work on a just a little quick commercial for yourself. I promise you, the folks that leave this call and go work on that commercial, we're gonna see them on the leaderboard. We're gonna be bringing their name up more and more, like Cameron Kimmel, like Joseph Sexton, like Dan Gillingham, like Wyatt Tisdale. You got to be able to promote yourself to people that you care about. And then as you get better with that, you know, you'll start promoting yourself to people you don't even know. At the gas station, at the dry cleaner. Because there's two things. People, statistics are already showing us that if folks in this country don't have an average, just an average, of $460,000 of coverage, that's not good enough. Their families are going to be in financial peril. It's going to be bad. So there's a need. On an average basis, the majority of us don't have that much coverage. I still need more coverage. I'm working on that right now, getting myself and my wife more coverage. Majority of the people you run into are going to have the same need. You have the solution to that need. Just like the people who sent the letter in. Did you know that only 1% of everybody we send letters to responds to it? That means that you come into contact with the other 99% on a daily basis. Who just may not return letters. That's not their thing. They don't respond to direct mail. That's not what they do. And if you were to ask them, and it's people you know. I'm not even talking about people at the gas station. I'm just talking about people you know. If you ask them, because it's you, then they would say, yes, you're right. I need some help. I didn't know you could do that. When did you start doing that? And you can start collecting cards and put them on Kit Marketing. Put your family on Kit Marketing. I got a letter back this week from my Kit Marketing. A client up in Oklahoma sent another Kit Marketing letter back and is wanting coverage now for their children. They weren't ready when I met with them the first time. They responded to one Kit Marketing letter 6 months ago. We took care of that need. And they just responded again to the marketing letter that went out for December talking about giving their kids a gift. And it's basically talking about a program for them, a savings program through a life policy. I get to go there this weekend and drive 3 hours or so to do it. But I'm going to do it. I'll see some other folks while I'm there. I'm going to make it worthwhile. But that's how we get our power index up. Because if you're able to do some things like that and talk to the people that you know and don't know, depending on how comfortable you get, and that power index starts shooting up, Fitz says, man, if that person can do that on their own, let's give them some no-brainers. Here's some people who said they want to buy. Let's see what you can do there. And then that person takes those leads, turns it into production, more production, gets referrals, contacts those folks. Because what we have our hands on is powerful. We're not a lead company. The Fitz Group isn't a lead company. We're an insurance agency with a phenomenal, phenomenal base of products. People don't have to prove anything by taking a physical. They answer some questions. And if we have the right answers, we can do great things for them. If we have not so great answers, we can still help them. And if we even get all the wrong answers, we got something that can take care of them. So consider this today. It's only 2:30, but I don't have anything else to talk about. And I'm pretty fired up now, and I've got people to call. But consider purchasing something on yourself. You know your family needs it. What kind of a hypocrite goes into somebody's home saying, this is something your family needs, and we don't even have it on ourselves? Talk to people that you know, friends, family, former clients, co-workers, people at your church, and let them know what you do. And if you just can't do it, put them on the Kit Marketing. Go to kitmarketing.com today and set it up. Make your list. You're doing Christmas cards already anyway. You got the phone book out. Get their addresses. Put it in there. Start mailing those people. Make phone calls. If you're getting leads, okay? If you're working leads right now and you're not making, 100-plus phone calls at a minimum a week, you're not making enough phone calls. I'm getting tracking sheets from agents that I work with closely. And I'll see that they called John Doe on the 1st, and then they called John back on the 3rd, and then they called John back on the 4th. Man, you got to call those people multiple times a day. This is important, because you know what's going to suck really bad for you and for them, but for you, is that when you do finally get a hold of them, and it's been a little bit lackadaisical in the effort department, okay, and of course I'm talking about nobody on this call. The people who needed to hear this that didn't think they needed to. But regardless, you can share this with somebody who didn't make it. Is when you get a hold of that client and you find out that they were diagnosed with cancer last week. That happened to me up in Memphis, Tennessee. I was running B leads, and the agent who got the lead before me didn't get in touch with this lady. She wasn't diagnosed before she sent the letter in. And when we got with her, she had already been diagnosed and was going through treatment. Thank God I could get her on a presidential program, so at least her kids would have something in a few years, because she didn't anticipate being gone, you know, for a long time. So don't take those people's lives in your own hands. You need to call those folks multiple times a day. There's 3 phone numbers on that sheet. You call each one of them 3 times a day. That's 9 times you tried to contact them. I promise you one of 2 things is going to happen, because it would if it were me. And that's not just because I'm in this business, but if I saw a number 3 times in 3 different places, I'm probably either going to take the next call or I'm going to call you back just to find out what the heck is wrong. But it's got to be urgent for you to do that. You've got to get your leads call them the day you get them. And if you're doing that, if you're calling them every day, because we hear all the time, and I understand, I have an appointment setter, and she says it's tough to get a hold of people. But when you're working, when I have my appointment setter working, that's all she's doing all day is calling, 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 calling. And I know you guys have things you do, but you got to set up time. And I'm hoping that we can get Fitz to do this talk again pretty soon about setting up your schedule. Because, man, if you don't have a schedule and this is what you do full time, you're going to be in a world of hurt pretty soon, because you got to have a schedule to work by. So you make the phone calls, you write applications, you ask for referrals. And I got a great book. I haven't finished reading it yet. It seems like I've got like 3 or 4 books going. There's one in my truck. There's one here in the office. I got one in the at home in my little library there, also known as the bathroom. But it's called Get More Referrals Now. Create an unlimited flow of quality prospects. Eliminate cold calling forever. Guarantee prospects return your calls. Form powerful referral alliances. And it's by Bill Cates. Cates. But man, I'm reading this book and I'm only on chapter 4. But I'm thinking, good, Googa Mooga. How can I not take what I'm learning from this book and put it into my practice? That's a whole nother talk too, practice. Here's the other thing. Do you know that we're all sponges? We're all sponges. Even still as adults, we're sponges. Not just when we're kids. Even today. And when we're as sponges, whenever we're in a squeezing situation, whatever is in us is going to come out. If you're still pissed off at the last opportunity because you didn't make any money there and you were let down and you were disappointed, man, when you're squeezed, that's coming out of you, whether you realize it or not. So here's how you get to be a sponge and soak up the good stuff. And that's by listening to those MP3s, by emailing me today and asking for a recording of this call if you think it's worth a flip. I'm pretty excited, so I'm thinking it is. I listen to an MP3 in the morning. I'm on the elliptical. I like to be on the elliptical for about 30 minutes. It's really all I can handle. I'm a fat man, and it's about all I can handle. So I find an audio that's going to last me 30 minutes. I don't want to have to get off and change it. I don't want to have to do anything like that. It's going to be at least 30 minutes on the elliptical, and I'm going to listen to Ralph Simpson, Alec Fitzgerald, an interview with Dan Gillingham, an interview with Joseph Sexton, Adam Katz, Philip Hudgens, anybody. Somebody making this happen. Are you listening to that? Are you listening to one at least a day? You know, New Year's is coming up. All the New Year's resolutions are about to start. Okay? I'm not making a single resolution this year, I promise you. But I am actually going to state goals. One of my goals is to read a book a month next year. I'm a horrible reader. Can't read. I mean, I can read. I don't like to read. One book a month. Fitz is going to read a book a week, he told me. I got to take baby steps. I'm not where Fitz is. A book a month. An MP3 a day. Can you do that? Tying into all the conference calls. I know you guys are on this one. You'll probably be on the one with Fitz on Wednesday. And NAA's got one tomorrow, and they got one on Wednesday. Is that in your schedule? Are you committed to those? Because, man, by soaking up that stuff, that good stuff, and having it in you, whenever you're squeezed, whether it be with the kids, with your client, with your upline, with your downline, when you're squeezed, instead of that bad stuff coming out, you get to be able to shower them with the good stuff and turn that situation around and make a positive from it. And if there's a meeting coming to your area, my gosh, be there. If you find out that somebody from NAA or the Fitz Group is going to be in your part of town, you need to make sure you find out how you can get with that person. Attend the meeting. If Fitz is going to be in Seattle next week, as a matter of fact. Fitz is going to be in Seattle, this week. Jeez, it's already Monday. I'm sorry. Fitz is going to be in Seattle this week. Okay? No, and if anybody tells them I said this, I'll just say you were lying, even though I'm being recorded, but I edit the tapes. Somebody should email him. I know Randy did this last time, had some good time, you know, a good session with him. Then don't do it just to waste his time. He had a very productive meeting with Randy Gratz up there from Oregon, who drove from Oregon to Seattle. Are you going to do that? Do it. It's going to be worth it. Because right now, do you know that in Washington and in Oregon, if you guys are up there and you're listening to this call, do you know what the gold mine is you guys are sitting on? Because there aren't many folks from NAA willing to go up there. There's no return of premium in Washington, and a return of premium just happened in Oregon not too long ago. Attend all the meetings. Meetings include conference calls, sales meeting here in Dallas, Texas. If you're in town for something and you happen to be in town on a Tuesday for a 10 o'clock, and you can be here at 10 o'clock in the morning, be here. Don't sleep in. We've got guys from Austin driving up once a week now to be around Fitz, in this office, and this team, and this energy that we have here in the Dallas office. We've had folks come from Oklahoma City come down. Every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, everyone is welcome. Let us know you're coming. We'll be glad to have you. Any sort of conventions or regional meetings that are promoted, either by the conference call or by email, which you all know is going to happen, more than likely by both, that needs to be something you plan on. I think we give folks ample time. We started announcing last week that Fitz was going to be in Seattle this week. You know, and I know something, you know, doctors nowadays, you got to do 2 months in advance to go see them. You know, but if you can change it, change it. If you can't, oh well, catch them on the next one. But make that something that you're committed to doing. Because you know what? Attendance. The people that we see, the people that are here, the people that we know are on conference calls because they're repeating to us something that was said on the conference call. that's part of the, that's also, that's communication to us. It's also in help, that's helpful in getting leads. Because you can be a producer, but if you're not plugged in to what NAA is trying to accomplish and what the Fitz Group is committed to accomplishing with NAA, it's you know, lead flow, you'll definitely want to make sure you take advantage of the KIPP marketing program. And then all you guys are already teachable. You're on this call. Take what you've learned from today. You know, I'm sure there'll be a run on Amazon right now. I'm sure everybody's already ordered their Get More Referrals Now book. But you know what? It's not even that book. Did you know NAA's website has a list of books that we should read? Think and Grow Rich, Mentored by a Millionaire, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Can't think of any more right now. But be teachable. Learn the system. Get on the website, all the teleconference calls, and change as fast as you can. Change as fast as you can. If what you've been doing hasn't worked and it's gotten you to where you are right now with us, change as fast as you can. And communicate with your growing manager. And that's going to be the person or the manager that's in your upline that really, you know, I haven't mentioned it at all, but I just gone over the 8 steps to success with NAA. And if you've got someone upline from you that's doing those things, that's the person you need to be communicating with and having mentor you. Okay? So leads equal production, production equal leads. Think outside the box. How can you better yourself and get more leads by increasing production without a lead? Actually, anybody, you know what? It's, you know where I got this breakdown is from the training manual.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want to see how, I just went to it this morning before I got on the call and wrote it out because I don't have it memorized how we figure these things. But if you go to the training manual towards the back of the training manual, one page is discussed about the power index and the formula, and it actually has the breakdown of, you know, 100 to 90 is this, it's A, B, C, D, blah, blah, blah. But you can see it there.
But it's in the back?
It's towards the back of the training manual, yeah. Okay.
Hello, Bruno?
Yeah.
This is Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, I'd like to get a copy of that, too. And also, I shot you in a quick email. That was a great, great job again, once again today.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We were just so you folks know, this is actually the last piece of our rotation. Next week, we're going to start over with the Home Certain product. We've been doing this in a progression because we know every week we're getting new agents, every week on this call. And in an effort to, you know, instead of trying to talk about the same thing every week, we want to make sure that no matter where you come in the rotation, you're getting information from a new agent's perspective. So next week, Vern's going to discuss the product, Home Certain, which majority of the folks on the call will be promoting, because that's what the letter promotes, is Home Certain. So, but thank you, Donnie. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Anyone else have a question?
I'm looking here in the manual. Maybe
here, I'll
later on that.
Let's see. All right. I'm looking that up real quick. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sean.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Sean. Right. On page 63 of the training manual. Okay. Page 63 of the training manual, what's expected of you? And it says work, and it talks about the power index there.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and conclude this week's call. Be excited about this week. Be excited about going into 2007. You know, we got Fitz in Seattle this week. Who do you know up in that part of the country that you can get to tune in, get to that meeting? Who do you know Not who do you know. There are people that you know right now that wouldn't tell you that they need something in their life that will give them an extra $500 a month. Sorry, I blacked it out. Don't cheat those people. We're going to have one more meeting before the end of the year on the 21st. If this is good enough for you, let it be good enough for somebody else. Don't be a secret agent. Let's talk this thing up. Let's start 2007 with you getting the Fast Start promotion on a 60 contract with free leads and overriding people's business by 5 points. What's that going to do for you next year? We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.